Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
5,500, that's the number of children in care here in Ireland at the moment. And until this week, we have had relatively little information about those children and how they got on at school when compared to other students. But the Central Statistics Office have just released an analysis of just that. It shows that children in care are much more likely than others to leave school early, to repeat a year at school, and also to be absent from school. For a reaction, let's talk to a man who can give us insights from both sides of the fence, because as a child, Rory Brown spent 11 years with a foster family. He's now, though, a primary school teacher in Limerick and is a member of the Youth Council of EPIC, which advocates for children and young adults in care. And we've spoken with Rory on this programme before about his own experience. Rory, you're very welcome back to Drive Time.
Hi, Kieran, how are you?
Thanks a million for joining us. What struck you about these figures here, the 5,500 that are in care in Ireland and how they're getting on at school?
I suppose what struck me the most when I was reading it last night was, I suppose, that this idea that 3 in 10, I suppose, young people in care don't make it past, don't even make it as far as the leaving certificate. I thought that was quite a mad fact to come out with, because I suppose nowadays in Ireland, I suppose our education system is, I suppose, looked at as one of the best in the world, but yet we can't support young people in care to get through it.
And a higher proportion of children in care as well in special class in mainstream school, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So they were saying it was 14% of children in care were in special classes or in
special schools,
classrooms, yeah, or special school, which again is mad. But I suppose coming from an education point of view, I suppose I can see exactly why, I suppose, children in care end up in those settings, in terms due to the fact that many, I suppose, educators around the country don't know a whole pile about the care system. I suppose children in care are misunderstood, and I suppose that leads to, I suppose, educators and people around the country kind of placing kids into these settings because they feel that, I suppose, that better off in these settings, and I suppose they don't put in the time and effort to integrate children in care into the classroom that bit better. And that's mainly down to the lack of understanding.
Would that explain as well the higher proportion of children in care who might be absent from school for more than 20 days or so? Also, a higher proportion likely to repeat a year. I mean, would that offer an explanation as well in that regard?
That would offer one explanation to that, I suppose. Another explanation, I suppose, is a lot of care leavers and children in care, I suppose, have a lack of stability in their lives. I suppose a lot of them are moving around to different schools. They're moving around to different homes, foster homes. They might be into residentials. And I suppose that means for a lot of them, they might miss a lot of school. I know for myself, when I was growing up in care, I was moving from, there was a couple of years when I was younger in around second and third class, that I moved from school to school. Now I was lucky it was only between two schools, but I suppose all those days in between that you're setting up for going back to school, you miss school during that time. If there was any meetings or things that you had to attend as a child, you were missing school due to that. So I suppose there's a lot of reasons behind it, but I suppose a lot of it is down to, I suppose, that kind of moving around that foster children kind of have, and I suppose.
And apart from that, moving around from school to school, as any child will tell you, I'm sure, is difficult.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I suppose it's very hard to settle into school. I suppose it kind of leads back to this idea of, as you were saying, it leads back to the idea that, I suppose, care leavers find it difficult in school because you might move into a school where you're not understood, that you're seen as different. People don't understand what you've come from. And I suppose they don't understand the trauma that you've gone through as a child in care. And again, that leads to some of these figures that the Central Statistics Office has come out with. And I suppose it's something that we've known about, but I suppose now we have the figures to back that up.
Yeah, and maybe in, after having these figures now and seeing the extent of it, putting proper supports maybe in place as well. You spoke to us, Rory, before about the importance of a teacher and a teacher possibly recognising maybe what recognising a problem or a challenge or whatever the case may be, that something mightn't be right, and the importance of guidance from that teacher then. I mean, that's obviously applicable in this story.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I suppose if, as I was saying to you last day, like, I was lucky that I had teachers that I took the time to look up the care system and to understand it, because I suppose I wasn't the only child they were dealing with in the care system. And so they were dealing with it a lot. So they took that time, I suppose, by taking that time and understanding the care system, they were able to, help better support us and better understand, I suppose, our situations and, I suppose, what we were going through as, you know, children in care. And just generally, like, I suppose children in care have, as I was saying, that trauma, and I suppose they were better at understanding that, and kind of, you know, when there was something in the classroom that, you know, could affect us, they knew to kind of, you know, take the time to talk through it, to make sure we were okay and all that. Like, so definitely very important.
Children, though, other students mightn't have the same understanding, and children can be quite cruel, can't they? I mean, I don't know if you can remind people how other children in school might have treated you. Were you treated differently, let's say?
Yeah, I suppose, like, as a child in care, I was lucky enough, I was never treated too differently, but I suppose I know stories of children that were, you know, I suppose, and this kind of leads into the trauma, and I suppose it leads to, I suppose, children kind of find it difficult in school, is that they may, you know, like, other kids can bully you or say things about you as a child, you know, that you might not be loved by your parents, that's why you've ended up in care. Different kind of things like that, like, you know, no one loves you, like, what, your parents gave you up because they didn't want you. And I suppose, like, I was lucky I didn't have too much of that, but it is,
it's
definitely
a,
like, a stigma around and a feature of care. And I suppose for a child in education, and I suppose it definitely hits a bit further when you're heading into secondary school, when you're, I suppose, you know, there's a bit more, I suppose, maturity around kids, and they know what can hurt you, and, you know, what the kind of places to poke to know you. And it shows in the statistics, because I suppose that's why, that can be a reason why children don't succeed in school, because they don't feel like they're wanted in the school. They don't feel like they have the support from teachers when things like this happen. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's why, as we were saying, 3 in 10 children might not make it through the system. And I suppose that's a failure from us as a country, like, that we can't, you know, we don't have the supports and systems in place to allow that.
But I suppose now that we have that statistic, right, even the 3 in 10 that don't make it through the Leaving Cert, surely now it's incumbent on the government to analyse this data and put those supports, that focused support in place for children in the education system who may be in care. Look, it's good to talk to you again, Rory. I must say, we mightn't talk to you for a while. I know you're heading off to Australia, is that right?
Yeah, I'm heading off in October there, so to go teaching and to just explore for a little while. So we might as well enjoy it.
Well, as they say, another good teacher gone for a while. Come back to us anyway. Come back to us.
We will, of course.
Look, good to talk to you again, Rory Brown. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.